Gangleaves Whitney, let's have you roll out what is happening in your own backyard. Good meetings tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Shelley. We're starting a whole new series called Character in the Presidency, and tonight we're going to focus on character in the presidency of Gerald R. Ford. We've got Richard Norton Smith coming out to give our keynote address. You know, we're lucky at GVSU to have Richard as a colleague with us as he's working now in presidential history nearby, a very close history with his interest in President Ford. So we're hoping to get some great insights from Richard on the president who, you know, Richard has just done some great interviews with people, a lot of in-depth interviews on video, and it's gotten a lot of insights into the president. And then following that, and that's going to be from 6 to 7, and then a little bit after that, we're going to have Peter Seccia give remarks about a film that he is spearheading. He's really been very supportive of this documentary that's going to be coming out sometime in the near future on President Ford's character. You know, Peter has this passion for the president. He knew him. He was a friend of his. He was a mentee. And he's really tried to put together a great team of people to put together a world-class video on our 38th president. And then after we show a couple of rough cut clips from the documentary, we're going to have six experts from around the country talk about character in the presidency and President Ford's character and how important it was that we had a rock-solid president at such a critical time in our nation's history.
Yes. So let's drop some names of a couple of those panelists, if you would. I mean, everyone from Cooley Law School to political science prof at Colorado College.
Yes, Tom Cronin just called us this morning. He's coming in from Colorado College. He was stuck in that blizzard out there at the Denver airport, but he is flying in. He's going to be in this afternoon. Dr. Cronin is the world's expert, really, on the topic of character in the presidency, and he studied how important it is that our chief executives have this rock-solid character. So he's going to be on our panel. We're going to have Rick Borum come in. Rick has written two books on President Ford's childhood and knows the importance of Grand Rapids, childhood growing up in West Michigan with the values here, did so much to give the president a great foundation. So he's going to talk to us about his new book coming out on President Ford. Then our friend Jason Duncan, who's Jason's been great. He's at Aquinas College, a historian there who did a book on President Kennedy, and so he's got a comparative perspective that he's going to bring to this evening. And then we've got Mike Grass, who helped considerably with Time and Chance, a previous video. Well, Mike's got a great story. I don't want to be the spoiler here, but Mike has a wonderful story to share about President Ford and his character tonight. We have Don Zenman from our Grand Valley State University Political Science Department, who just has a new book out on presidential succession. And obviously, Ford's character was important in that succession, you know, from Richard Nixon's demise with Watergate. So we have a great group of people who are going to join us this evening. And when you look at the whole thing, the keynoter by Richard Norton Smith starting at 6, and the panel discussion will probably wrap up around 8:30 or so. So we're going to have a real feast.
This is free and open to the public, I think, right?
Yes, it is. We're getting oversold. The public response to this event has been just tremendous. We've been just delighted to see everybody's interest in the program. So do get there early. It'll be in Loosemore Auditorium. Yes, Loosemore Auditorium, downtown campus of GVSU. Go to the DeVos Center, Loosemore Auditorium, by 6 o'clock.
We can never, I mean, you can't get enough about talking about our own Gerald R. Ford, Gleaves.
Well, he really is such a wonderful man and president in the sense that as time goes on and we can put his presidency in perspective, the plaudits just go up. You know, his integrity, he knew, for example, when he pardoned Richard Nixon that he was taking a bullet for the team. When he pardoned Richard Nixon, the odds were, all of his advisors said, you just cost yourself any chance of getting elected in your own right in 1976. Mm-hmm. Remember, President Ford, because of the 25th Amendment, is the only president we've had who was not elected to national office. 1976, that campaign would have been the chance for him to prove that he was electable on his own, you know, to the American public. And yet he was willing to do, you know, set aside what he wanted to do, what his political instincts would have told him, say, no, I've got to do the right thing for the country. Yes. We've got to make sure that we make the right decision. every press conference President Ford was part of in the first month of office always came back to the question, are you going to pardon Nixon? What are you going to do with Nixon? Are we going to prosecute him? And there were so many problems. You know, we were in the midst of an economic downturn. There was a lot of unrest in the country. Ford had to set aside the concerns about Nixon to deal with all the pressing problems in the country. And that's why he was willing to pardon him, get Nixon off the table, and move this country forward again.
Richard Norton Smith in the house this evening, yes.
Oh, Richard's yes. Always a delight.
He lived in Grand Rapids for a while, right? Didn't he?
Yes. Well, he was the director of the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Library and Museum for a number of years. And then he went off to do a number of interesting things at the Lincoln Library and elsewhere. I was a George Mason for a while, and we have him back at Grand Valley now. He holds a special presidential appointment at Grand Valley, and he is currently working on a biography. I think it's going to be the definitive biography of President Ford.
Great. All right, details one more time for your event tonight, Gleaves.
Yes, starting at 6 o'clock tonight, keynoter by Richard Norton Smith at Loosemore Auditorium and GVSU's downtown campus. And then after that, we're going to see some film clips. Peter Secchi is going to speak and introduce this vision he has of this great documentary that's being produced. And then after that, we're going to have a panel discussion, six experts, moderated, I should say, by our Victoria Valetic, who is, yes, she's ethics and legal studies professor at Cooley Law School. So we're delighted to have Victoria back with us.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great evening. And this is the beginning, Shelley, of a whole series. We're going to do six or seven of these conferences over the next few years to explore the topic of character in the presidency. And if I may add one more thing.
Please.
You know, this is all part of our Common Ground Initiative, Shelley. We figure at the Hauenstein Center, if there is any point around which Americans can rally, whether they're R's or they're D's, conservatives, progressives, it's about having character in the Oval Office. The person in the Oval Office must be a person of sound character.
That's why tonight it's all about character and the presidency, Gerald Ford. Thank you, Gleaves Whitney, on behalf of the Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies. Take care.
It's always a pleasure.